first engine, fire engine to quit was called the John Sharples. That was the main fire engine for Charlie. It was a real beauty, you know. And most of the firemen in Charlie then, you know, were dustmen in the daytime and firemen at night, you know. And if I, before the war, if I have a fire, there used to be a bell on fire station, and they would come dashing about, dusting, I get my fire and go to the fire. And this night it just went, siren goes, you know, so I've got charging off. But I didn't get on James Sharples because the big firemen were on that. I was on these, being goddesses, them things, yeah. So I went on them, and then this flame would shoot up at the exploding, you know, all sorts. So there were fire engines from Preston, Lael and Charlie. They was all over, you see, because they had to get out because they were frightened that bombers coming over. You know what I mean?
So what time of day was the fire then? When did it happen?
It must have been about 7 to 7, 8 o'clock at night. I never went out to it, yeah. It would be because I've been working during the daytime and I think I went on about 7 o'clock at night.
And it was winter time, January, February,
it was winter time.
So
it was winter time,
it would have been
yeah.
dark.
Yeah, it was dark. And that's what many wishes to get these pipes out to all these lodges. But they had all these lodges then, you see.
To pump the water into the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were very lucky there. There was all these lodges around there, you know what I mean? So there was plenty of water flying about. They got it under control that night. Yeah, they got it under control. And then they were damping down all the day after, you know, the full-timers had been doing it the day after, keeping it damping down, yeah.
But against that dark winter night sky, it must have looked incredible, wasn't
it? Yeah, it lit everything up, you know.
What noises could you hear from the fire? There'd have been glass breaking, would there, and exploding and that sort of thing?
Glass and windows falling and all that, you see. And then you could hear the motors running over the pumps. You could hear all the engines running and shouting and, you know, oh, general commotion, you know what I mean?
Just describe for me, when you arrived at the scene, when you first arrived on this fire engine down at the mill, what did you see?
You just see these big flames shooting right up in the air, you see, and sparks flying all over the place and things exploding. You see, there's these chemicals for bleach works, and it was all exploding off there, you see. Well, everybody's just working hard, like, you know, to get this fire under control because the bombers then, they came over the nab, you know, to go to Liverpool.
It was a huge building, the bleach and dye works. It must have been an incredible sight, this fire.
Oh, yeah, because, well, I mean, it was an old building and everything would be dry, you know, the timbers and all that were dry, you see. So it was really woofing it away. You know, the lads, you see, you weren't allowed to handle anything. I weren't allowed to get all the horse parts, to get all of anything. All I had to do was keep running up and down this place, you see.
And what messages were you delivering?
Well, they said, such a pump. And get such a career, and get such a crew there, and you're giving these messages off of the offices, you see.
And how many firefighters were actually out? There must have been loads.
There'd be about 2 or 3 from Charlie. You see, Leyland had his own fire service, and Leyland Motors had his own fire service, so them lot would be there. Preston were there. The Bamby Bridge fire service were there. There were a lot of fire engines there.
You must have been able to see this fire for miles around.
Oh, yeah, you could see it for miles around. And I know the day after, they were still damping it down the day after. It was a big fire, you know.
And the whole place was completely gutted, was it?
Completely gutted, you see. It just left the stone walls after that, you know. And, I mean, it gutted the rail. There used to be a railway line, used to come from that mill across. Well, that was burnt out, all sleep was burnt out on that, you see.